body will get good or bad from John. What is good for the body? What is good for my stomach? My stomach, good or bad, comes from my life. Well, the poison then during my life is bad for my stomach as well. My stomach has no really choice in here, because my food is for my life, right? So all the organic stuff in me, their preferences goes to that. And we'll say God is Rayur, means he is not like us. The rest of us, we accept our good or bad from him. I mean, the value system of existence comes from him. So he is not like the rest of us. He could have choices. We should orient our choices to that choice. It's something like that. So when we say God is different from everyone, we mean that. We mean that we are one. But this unity doesn't mean that my good or bad and his good or bad are the same, or I have good or bad. Good or bad comes from him. He is at the top of the value. Therefore, he is top exception in the universe. That's how Rayur comes in, because Rayur means exception. Yes?
Anyone whose prayer niche is turned to the revelation, do thou regard his going to faith as shameful?
Means, if somebody is enlightened and he is going to do the rituals of the beginners, shame on him. Here he uses the word Ain. Ain means the eye. Means the guy who sees the beloved. He doesn't, if he starts to write letters, he's silly. When you could see the beloved, you don't use the method of absentees to write a letter. Or we'll come to that later. He will say there was this lover that when he found the beloved, he started to read the letters he wrote for him. I say, you silly one, you're here. That writing the letter was good when you were far away. Something like that.
Anyone who has become master of the robes to the king, it is lost for him to traffic on the king's behalf.
To what?
Traffic?
What it means to traffic? Because here the word is very clear, is a tijar. It means merchant. Remember the merchant that...
Well, the drug trafficker is a drug merchant.
Yes. So. Here the word is that.
Buy and sell.
Buy and sell. It means buy and sell, trafficking.
Yes. It's a, here he's referring to that
God, merchant,
Tajir, and the parrot. So, we will say, when you are promoted to touch the robe of the beloved, you shouldn't become the merchant, not even for him.
Anyone who becomes the intimate friend of the Sultan, it is an injury and swindle to wait at his door. When kissing the hand has been bestowed on him by the king, it is a sin if he prefers to kiss the foot.
That's simple. Means, kissing the foot of beloved is lovely. But if my beloved promotes me to kiss the hand, I shouldn't have another choice to go back to that one. If I bring my choices over there, it's walking backward. Yeah.
Although to lay the head on the foot is an act of obeisance, compared with the former act of obeisance, it is a fault and backsliding. The king is jealous of anyone who, after having seen the face, prefers the scent.
See, the scent is the best leader to that rose garden for all of us when we are far from it. But when you are there and you look at the garden, if you choose to go back and just smell the scent, the king will have a ghairat to you. Means will cut you off. You will be ghair. You will be out. Yeah.
To speak in parables, God's jealousy is the wheat, while men's jealousy is the straw in the stack.
Means when I talk about this ghair and ghair and ghair, do not confuse the wording again. I'm using the word of ghairan, which for the human being has some meaning. Over there, it's another meaning altogether. But the similarity is always there. He's talking about talking. He's talking about the difficult task he's doing. He's doing something that he confesses that it's impossible. He's talking about love, and he said, when you want to write about the love, the pen will break, the paper will vanish, everything will be distorted because it's not something to explain. Here he's explaining it to the best he can, so he will go up and down with a lot of confusions. Yes.
To speak in parables, God's jealousy is the wheat, men's jealousy is the straw in the stack. Know that the root of jealousies is in God. Those of mankind are an offshoot from God.
Of course you notice that over there there was wheat. You know, the wheat is the apple. It's the Islamic version of it. Adam will not take the apple, the wheat. Here he refers to that one, the human verses. Yes. And the root of all ghairat comes from him. Because that's another stuff to talk about philosophically when you're studying the section of unification here. One source and everything is created by one God and all that. Then one simple question will arise that, okay, why the differences there? Why so many differences? So many differences that there is no really lookalikes. They look alike, but they're not like each other, nothing. Why all these separations? Because each particle could reflect like a say like a dot on your TV screen could represent one part, one adjective, one belonging, one dimension of God. And he is multidimensional. He has it all. He's big. So the picture has a lot of pixels. But this differentiation between the pixels comes from him. That's the difficult part, yeah?
I will leave the explanation of this and begin to complain of the cruelty of that fickle beauty.
You see, the problem was too complicated. He mentioned it. Okay, imagine, I'm talking symbolically. When I say this, I mean that. Then let's talk about this differentiation and being the other. That other stuff comes from him and it's everywhere and it's not simple and we'll talk about it later. Let's go back to that nagging stuff. Yes.
I wail because wailings are pleasant to him. He wants from the two worlds wailing and grief.
This is amazing because this is interpreted in a way in Shi'ism that they cry a lot and say this is the best way. Here, We know that when I'm talking about crying, what kind of crying I mean, what is the tear and the cry of the king and all that, you know. People say, you know what, I wail because he likes it.